Now then, moving on to something else. Today is International Day of Peace, a day where the efforts of those who worked hard to end conflict and promote peace are recognised. The UN General Assembly has declared the day as being devoted to strengthening the ideals of peace, both within and among nations, all nations and peoples, and also a day of ceasefire, be that personal or political. And joining me on the line now is Masana Ndinga, Research Manager at the Study for Violence and the Centre for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation. Thanks so much for joining us, Masana. Can you tell us what's happening today at the CSVR? How are you recognising today?
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for having us be able to share some of the work that we've been doing around peace building. More recently, we've had a research workshop process that brought together some of the leading practitioners at the local level in Cape Town with policymakers, researchers, and politicians who are devoted not just to the cessation of violence, but the promotion of sustainable peace in and amongst our communities.
Tell us a bit more about the innovations in peacebuilding project and other peacebuilding initiatives, and how does this link into International Day of Peace?
So the innovations in peacebuilding project is basically looking at what are some of the ways in which local actors make use of the norms like Sustainable Development Goal 16 for peace and justice to mobilize collectively for a sustainable peace that isn't just about the cessation of the use of arms, but more about economic, political, and social participation for sustainable peace, but also equality and opportunity within countries and between countries. And this day of peace is particularly important as we see the rise of violence movements within countries, but also really violent articulations and dangerous articulations by some heads of state. And it's really to say collectively that as an organization, but as a civil society movement, that we believe that peace is not inherently just about removing arms, but it's also about collective action together to address the drivers of violence in communities and between countries.
On a more local level, what are the things that we can do in our local communities to build peace and to build an attitude of peace?
I think for starters, you know, for the innovations and peacebuilding projects in South Africa specifically, we work with some local partners to understand what the drivers of violence are, and that these drivers of violence exist in an ecosystem that really privileges some and not others. So, for example, going to the toilet in Khayelitsha is a really dangerous activity, and local actors who may have access to water within the confines of their home may not see that as particularly about sustainable peace when inherently it is. And they have a responsibility, as much as the communities have a responsibility, to support and mobilize around some of those accesses to resources, because ultimately a lot of the conflict that emerges in the modern times is around socioeconomic rights and access to services, but in a way that is dignified and that links into social justice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Masana Ndinga, it's been absolutely fantastic speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Sarah.